You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. A bit of a technical issue there from our end. And as we try to connect all of my guests on the line, just to have a lengthy conversation, because there's seemingly issues around whether there was a consensus or not within that council of Liqua local municipality. And I see that those who are in Liqua are interested on having somewhat of a conversation as well with the regional leader of the ANC there. Franco seems to be established now. Let me bring in Delani Tabete of the LCF, that's the Liqua Community Forum, and as well as Democratic Alliance's Franco Alberto. Franco, good evening and greetings. Great to have you as always. The last we spoke, there was this issue of whether the CFO was going to start or not. In fact, we spoke on Monday last week. Lo and behold, he started on Tuesday, not on Monday. Your view, even though the MEC says he does not support, but he still continued. Maybe let me gather your view there.
Thank you, Musa. Good evening to the listeners. Yes, it's a very worrying event that has taken place now. You know, the MEC responded that it should be recalled, and it has not happened. But you know, these things are very time sensitive, and it seems to me that the persistence of the municipality to go forward with the appointment and it just shows they have a contempt for all formalities and processes. They just ignore these letters, and we have not had another reaction from the MEC, so yeah. It worries me that there's a mediocrity in that office. We will have to engage with the Minister of COCTA on a national level to see where this goes. But
Franco, before you go, you carry on, yes. I mean, repeat that. You said there's mediocrity in that office. Are you still talking about the MEC's office?
Yes, because we wrote to them on the 17th. And you know, you have a 14-day window in which to reply. We only received a reply on the 27th of October. And that's not acceptable for an office that is supposed to be extremely efficient. And there is legislation that is also pertaining to this. Mm. They know they have 14 days to reply. They took longer than that. And I suppose that gave the go-ahead for the municipality to do what it's doing. You know, sure. COCTA is always lecturing us on at municipal level on good governance and responsibility. But it seems to me the COCTA leadership themselves fall short of the mark,
sure.
which they expect from us.
Yeah.
So it's a very worrying thing. We will have to take it up further up the chain, perhaps to engage with the Minister of COCTA as well.
Sure. Let me bring in LCF there. Bab Tabete, greetings. And what do you make then of the appointment? I mean, and also just characterize for us, what does it mean? So we wait for the 14 days, and if the MEC does not respond, then we go ahead to appoint. Is that how it's done?
Good evening, Musa, and the listeners of Rise FM and the other speakers on the show. Musa, the appointment of the CFO remains invalid, illegal, and unconstitutional. That's the first part. Secondly, it's disappointing that the mayor and the council decided to continue with the appointment of the CFO, regardless of the MEC's instruction that the council must rescind the decision and restart the process of appointing the CFO. So already this tells you that already the council is now treading on a very thin line in as far as the Auditor General is concerned, because we are already incurring expenses, so which means this has become a wasteful. It has already become a wasteful and then unauthorized expenditure. That's it. Secondly, Musa, whether the MEC acts within 14 days or not, we look upon the MEC, for an example, to invoke Section 56 of the Municipal Systems Act, which compels the municipality that should any person appointed in any of the senior positions and in contravention of the said legislation, the MEC must then take necessary steps to ensure that he instructs the municipality to enforce the instructions. And the Act compels the MEC to take the municipality to court in order to get a declaratory order that will seek to indicate that their appointment is invalid. So therefore, as LCF, we are looking upon the MEC to act on the matter and to act decisively and take necessary steps as empowered by the Constitution.
Sure.
Because, Musa, the appointment of the CFO remains invalid on 2 points. One, whether was there a consensus in council in appointing the CFO? The answer is no. There was no consensus. We've already indicated as LCF that the Speaker of Council was in contravention of the rules of Council, say from 12.6, which says that in the event of there being opposition to a recommendation, the proposal to be decided upon will be done by means of voting, either by show of hands or, if requested and approved by the Speaker or Chairperson, by way of secret ballot. This was not done, and the Speaker must then prove that there was a decision in council and was taken in line with the requirements of the standing orders. Secondly, is the requirements of the post, whether the incumbent did meet the requirements. So as far as LCF is concerned, the ANC and ESF coalition continue to prove that they have no interest in the well-being of this municipality. They have no interest in ensuring that there's improved service delivery in this municipality because they continue to do these illegal appointments.
Sure. Franco, let me end with you there. I'm completely out of time. But, there's a very important point Ubab Delane is raising, that of whether the incumbent candidate then meets the requirement. And that's, among the issues the MEC had issues with, particularly raising that MFMA act there. Give us a sense then, among the names that came before council, was this then the council, what was this candidate, the appropriate one for council to have appointed?
Look, Musa, like we've stated before, councillors can only make decisions on what is in front of them. And what was in front of us is that the candidate did not comply with the requirements. The other two did comply with the requirements. That's why we had such a to and fro in council about it. What I don't understand, and what we really don't understand, is when you have these things in front of you, why are councillors and the speaker insisting on appointing somebody that is not, by the looks of it, or at a fast glance, not qualified? Why do they insist on pushing this candidate that we can see with the paperwork in front of us is not qualified to be in that position? It's a serious concern. There was a serious discussion about it, and we gave notice of our opposition to this.
Sure.
And the speaker unilaterally went ahead and did it.
Yeah. Alberto,
so
Franco.
The only other thing, sorry, just to come in with Councillor Tabete, we get a feeling there's a laissez-faire attitude from the MEC. It's taking too long to implement legislation. This should be harsh and this should be immediate. Thank you.
Yeah, Alberto Franco is with the Democratic Alliance. The Delane Tabete is with the LCF Liqua Community Forum. Earlier on, we spoke to Opri Mabuye. He's the regional secretary of the ANC in that region of Kharsibandi on Rise.